This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law, this morning on your Friday. Pink there.
Heavenly song.
I love that track.
Love that track. Now listen. Scientists have now discussed the fact that Justin Bieber, they've now deemed him historically insignificant.
Oh, God.
Yes, which is a huge surprise to me. I'm really fascinated. Yes, two scientists have devised an internet-based ranking system to rate the impact of historical figures that have had that the historical figures have had over time. So they've decided that Jesus topped the list. Followed by Napoleon, Shakespeare, the Prophet, Muhammad, and Abraham Lincoln.
Well, so, Justin Bieber missed out.
You are ranked at number 8,633.
A little bit down, down the tree. I'm a little bit upset and distraught, actually.
Well, this is interesting.
Over
what
has taken place the last couple of days.
For those of you who have missed any of it or who are remotely interested, Justin Bieber has now allegedly insulted somebody.
I know.
And Dean Murphy has been the biggest believer of all time.
I'm
a little bit dismayed that you've turned a corner.
Well, I
and
have. He's pushed my buttons, actually. He's pushed me over the edge.
So much so that you lost sleep last night, I believe.
I did lose sleep last night. And not only that, I wrote a poem.
You've written a poem to Justin Bieber
in my sleep.
Take it away, Dean Murphy.
Dear Justin,
I feel that
we have bonded enough that it is my place to give love that is tough. You finally have done something that has pulled the trigger, and now I'm going to act like your father figure. Oh. Justin, we all fell in love with you when you were found by Scooter. At 14 years old, you couldn't get any cuter. A face like an angel and a voice that could sing. We really did think you were the next big thing. Oh. You sold us in your movie that you were here to inspire. But as we are discovering, you're a little white liar. We have forgiven you for the antics you do. If you've forgotten them all, let me just list a few. Being chased by the police on the freeway, abusing photographers in France, leaving your pet monkey in Germany, pissing in a bucket in the hotel kitchen.
Oh, dear.
Breaking Selena Gomez's heart, writing in the journal that you hoped Anne Frank was a believer.
Oh.
Being over 2 hours late to come on stage when the kiddies have to be at school the
that
next day.
Terrible.
Sleeping with Brazilian hookers. And the list goes on and on. But now, Justin Bieber, I've lost the Bieber fever because your behaviour on Earth when you were visiting Perth is just unforgivable. How dare you be an abuser telling a poor girl that she should be on The Biggest Loser? You, my friend, are the world's biggest tool, so I take my Belieber heart fingers and I throw them in the pool. So when the fame wheels fall off, as they often do, the only person you can blame, you little shit, is you.
I've been blown away. I've been inspired. I've been a little concerned. But I reckon it's great you're on board because he is just, I don't think he's a Bieber. I reckon he's a boob.
No, he's, and that's what we're going to do this morning, people. We just want to know from you. We've got a human nature CD to get. It's not a Justin Bieber CD.
No, because we wouldn't do that.
In fact, I'm refusing to play Bieber on our show.
Yep.
That's how much I can't stand it.
I don't think we were going to anyway.
Human Nature, the Christmas album, we're going to give it away. All you've got to do is send in your details and tell us Justin Bieber. Just say
Beeb or Boob. And I don't care how you spell Beeb.
We don't care how you spell it. So is he Beeb? Is he up there? Is he hot? Or is he a Boob? Has he lost it? Is he gone?
Beeb or Boob.
Beeb or Boob. It's that easy, people.
Play the game.
Send it in. We'll throw you all in the drawer.
And we're going to podcast that poem. I loved it.
Thank you. This is on all other lines, Anna Murphy. Now, listen, we're giving away this CD, which is the Human Nature CD, which is amazing, by the way. It's a Christmas album. Who doesn't want to hear Human Nature on Christmas Day?
Precisely.
But lots of messages coming through. We're doing this whole competition about Justin Bieber. Is he hot or not? Is he a Biebs or is he a boob? Send it through, 0427JOY949, honour@joy.org.au. You can be passionate about this.
Lots of people are.
Some of them we can't actually even read out.
Beeb or boob.
Beeb or boob.
So this one came through, and I'm going to Christmas it up a little bit.
Yes.
Personally, I think he is a fiery Christmas carol. If anyone can work out what I was replacing words-wise. Thank you, Adrian.
And the other one?
This one says, good morning, Ratbags and Bruce. Loved the poem. Justin Bieber is a big, big boob. He's gone from hero to zero. Time to take your attitude and firework off. P.S. Human nature are amazing. They are true stars.
You're very good at this.
Aren't I?
0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. We really want to know, Biebs or Boob, for your chance to pick up the CD. Is he in or is he out? Is he hot or not? Do you like him or is he banned from our show?
Oh, he's definitely banned from the show. That's
precisely Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. Unusual lyrics in a song, isn't it? He's been able to make that work, though. Marry Me.
Yeah. No, he makes a lot of these new songs fabulous. You've got to hear the trumpets.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Hilarious.
Oh, you've sold me. 23 minutes to 9 this morning. 23 degrees we're heading for today. And we've got the winner of the Christmas CD giveaway, Human Nature, the Christmas album.
Well, we do.
We were looking for people just to respond about Justin Bieber. Is he a Biebs or is he a boob? Lots of messages. Thank you, people.
Thank you so much for your participation.
We have chosen someone, though. Conrad has sent through one.
And he said, good morning, Ratbags. Love the poem. Justin Bieber is a big, big boob. He's gone from hero to zero. Time to take your attitude and firework off. P.S., he says, human nature are amazing.
Oh, good.
They're true stars.
I'm glad he likes them because that's what he's getting. Good on you, Conrad. You've won your little Human Nature Christmas CD.
Fantastic.
Now, Anna Murphy, something in the paper this morning that caught my eye.
All right.
A U.S. snuggle house that offered professional hugs. A U.S. snuggle house that offered professional hugs and cuddles for a dollar has been shut down after 1 month due to harassment from officials.
Right.
The business in Wisconsin, which charged customers $1 a minute or $60 for an hour-long spooning session, was shut down because it was feared to be a front for prostitution. Now, the owner of the place, Jennifer, said, no offence to men, but I don't know any man who wants to just snuggle. She's got a point.
Oh, listen, I don't necessarily think it's a front for prostitution, but look, if I pay $60, I want more than a snuggle. I'm telling you now. I want a little tidy grope.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.